:: Not to follow in the ways of the nations. 1. Gemara Shabbos 6:7a. One is permitted to wear the egg of a locust, or the tooth of a fox, or the nail of a gallows. These are the words of Rav Meir. However, the sages prohibit this, even during the week, because it is the ways of the Amoraim. 2. The Torah exhorts us in at least two places not to follow the ways of the Gentiles. 3. The Gemara in Sanhedrin states that upon the death of a king we may burn and destroy his property, even though the Gentiles do this as well, because this practice is explicitly written in the Torah regarding King Tzedekiah. We are not doing it because of them, but rather from the Torah. 4. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah states that the fact that we burn the property of the king shows that it is not a statute of the Gentiles, rather something done to honor the deceased king. 5. Tosfos resolves this difficulty by explaining that there are two distinct issues being discussed here. 1. An idolatry practice, which would be forbidden even if it was described in the Torah. 2. A custom of the Gentiles, even if it is not idol worship per se. 6. We see from here that following in the ways of the nations has two categories: things associated with idol worship, and general practices. 7. The Rambam writes that it is forbidden to dress or style our hair following the nations, and this is to prevent us from trying to emulate them. One would receive lashes for violating this commandment. 8. The Beis Yosef asks, how did the sages permit certain individuals who had dealings with the Gentile kings to dress and wear their hair like the Gentiles? He answers that either it was permitted out of Pikuach Nefesh, or the sages have the authority to determine what is copying the nations and what is not. 9. The Bach answers that the entire prohibition is only when one's intent is to emulate the Gentiles. However, when the intent is to avoid disgrace, it is permitted. 10. Certain medicinal practices were proscribed under these prohibitions. The Rambam seems to imply that the basis of the prohibition would be because it resembles black magic, a form of idolatry. The Rambam explains that anything that passes the rigorous discipline of medicine is permitted, while anything that is just assumed to work metaphysically is forbidden. 11. The Rashba says the Rambam is still unclear, and explains that certain medicines can only be explained metaphysically but still are valid. He seems to say that only those practices that are calling on forces outside the medicine, such as the stars or demons, is prohibited.